Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh, the no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrum, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational facts to see successful guests. Promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight, and thank you guys for being here. It is December the 2nd, 2012, and you are live in The Remix. Woo! Welcome, everyone. So good to have you in the forum tonight. Let's first start out by making sure you know exactly how to get yourself over to The Remix. If you want to get over to The Remix, if you want to call into the show, or if you want to come join us and chat, to call in for the show, because the phone lines are there, and I see many of you on the phone lines already, all you have to do is call 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And also, if you want to come and join us over in chat, we are more than welcome to have you do that as well. Let me go ahead and give you some directions so you can join us over in chat on the Remix Radio Show. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, all one word, The Remix, and come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to the forum tonight, you guys, and welcome to The Remix. It's so good to have you here. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom. It takes just a short moment for you to sign up. Tell everyone who you are and come on in. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. We have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here in the forum tonight and having a lot of fun at the same time. It's an amazing time that we're in right now, and so many things that are going on. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the signature of the soul. So a couple of things that you want to do before we start doing some reflecting here, which is always important, is to get you something to write with. Make sure you get you a blue ink pen to write with, because we know blue ink cannot be copied. You will always know the original. So blue ink, and then you also want to get you some paper. Now, I want to also let everyone know that's out there listening that you can download this show tonight and all of the Remix shows by just going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix and click a couple of ways. You can click the little icon. If you have any iTunes or any devices that support iTunes, and download the show that way. That's one of the ways. Or you can download it straight to your computer or on your MP3 device. You can do that as well. The other thing that you can actually do, if you want to make sure that you never miss a remix moment, never miss what's going on at the remix, is that you can download the remix app. And you can do that by going to the Android market and just typing in The Remix with Miss Blue, and you will see the Android app there. You can download that app, and you can have it, and it's there for you. Wow. I want to take some time to thank the Brother Bilal for coming on Friday night. The brother came and brought the power. It was an amazing share that we had on Friday night, and I've seen all of the emails that you guys did and everything, all of the comments that you left, and also the emails you sent to me as well. So if you didn't get a chance to hear the show with Brother Bilal that we did on Friday night, download. You definitely want to do that. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, an amazing chair. So you definitely want to make sure that you go back and you download that. So now, also, I want to talk about a lot of things that's going on. There's so many different energies that's happening in the atmosphere at this particular time. We can take a look and see what's going on in California. That's going on. A lot of things that Brother Bilal talked about on the show as far as the planets and where they were. All of this energy, and a lot of you are feeling it because we're getting your emails. I'm getting your comments on Facebook. I'm getting your notes on Twitter. I'm getting all of this of everything that's going on. So we're definitely going to be addressing that and talking about that tonight. Now, before I forget, I want everybody to just go ahead and throw it up for me because congratulations to the Kim Business Class. Another group, this is the third Kim Business Class, and the last class for the year is graduating, has graduated last night. And boy, oh boy, when I tell you it was some amazing energy that came out of that Kim class. As with all of the other Kim classes, it was amazing. I'm telling you. Every time it gets better and better and better. Amazing group of brothers and sisters that was about their work, like all of the Kim Business Class members putting in the work. We went for 3 weeks, and they have graduated. They did it. And, yes, you will be hearing from them. So the Kim Business Class, a new way of doing business, all about the business of self. That is definitely what it's about. So I want to say congratulations to them because I learned so much from them, as well as Brother Bilal and Sister Manya, us working with them. Wow, amazing, amazing. And so they get to join the other Kim Business Class members that's been in the Kim Business Class. So I'm excited about that. It's the last class that we'll be doing for the year. Certainly, we will continue with the Kim Business Class. And just big ups to them because that was amazing. It was great. It was great, great, great. And then also, I want to remind you guys, because I'm getting a lot of these emails, and you guys are loving this too, about those of you who are purchasing the Know Your Magic audio workbook. This is really a great time for that, but the Know Your Magic audio workbook. So I want to kind of let you guys know, if you haven't checked it out, go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, yes, to get here. And then once you get here, to find out about the Know Your Magic audio workbook, just go to www.msblueblast.com and everything is there for you. It's downloadable. It's instant. You know how I say download. Well, you will be getting a lot of downloads with the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Everything you need to know about understanding magic, which magic is living life with a perfect purpose, you know, making a greater investment into yourself. You know, this is all about magic, making a greater commitment into yourself. And so real powerful work in there. Want to get naked, you know, dancing with your dark side, which is so key right now about this dancing with your dark side. You know, also about how to release your cosmic orgasm, because that is it, you know. That is it, how to release your cosmic orgasm. It's so important. We keep so many things built up inside of us, and we're doing our work. This is a way for you to begin to get these things out of you, you know, to understand about your dreams. Why is it important for you to have your own dream journal? Well, I go through that step by step, and I show you how to set up your own dream journal, how to align your own energy. All of these things are in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. So if you don't have that, this is the season. This is the season. Now, I'm going to tell you the other thing that is a definite, absolute must for right now, and that is the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. This is going to help you keep current in all of these crazy times that we have going on right now. So I know you guys, because Kim Deck has been about around the world and back again about 80 times now, have heard about that. Every single one of you should know that. And to get your chem deck, go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and get it. Orders go in tonight on Sunday night for all around the world. That's whether you're ordering in the United States or internationally. We send them out on Monday morning. So this is a perfect time for you to make that investment into the chem deck. This is you activating your third eye, keeping your psychic muscles where they need to be. You can use them for absolutely every area of your life. I have other readers that is using that. And also I have others who, Others who are using it in their professional practices as psychologists, professors, and teachers, and doctors, and lawyers, and mamas, and daddies, baby daddies, and baby mamas, and everybody is just using the chem deck. And so it is definitely powerful energy right now. It's been a whole lot of powerful energy going on in Egypt right now. It's been a long day, you guys. And I've been doing a lot of driving today. And actually, I'm just returning into town shortly, a minute ago. So, you know, kind of forgive me if I'm a little all over the place. I'm excited about tonight. I'm excited about the show. Everything. But we're going to do this. This is very important. This show is very important to me tonight. We're going to do this. So it's been a long day. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's been a very long day. But I know we're going to do this. We're going to do this remix tonight. And I'm excited because tonight we get to do a vision quest tonight. And I know you guys love vision quests, and I love them too because they are so powerful and so transforming. And so we're going to be doing that. Now, here's one of the things that I want to start to talk about tonight that's actually happening tonight. As we speak, depending on what part of the hemispheres you're in, what's happening in, there is a lineup that's going on right now. The lineup is Mercury, Venus, and Saturn. And these are going over the three pyramids in Egypt. It's happening right now because it's about 6 a.m. in Egypt as we speak. So those pictures that often you guys have been seeing that has been going on all over the place, and I want you guys to know that tonight I'm going to be doing a whole lot of channeling tonight. And so I know the Remix family, I know you guys got me, and I know you got me. So we're going to do this tonight. I want you to understand that the last time that this lineup occurred, Mercury, Venus, and Saturn, over the pyramid was 2,737 years ago. That was the last time that that happened. That was the last time. So this vision quest tonight, so very important. I'm going to allow things to flow through. Like I said, I'm in pure channel mode right now. And we're going to do this together. This vision quest tonight is literally, what we're going to do tonight is literally going to change our history forever. Forever. Literally, what you will be participating in is going to change our history forever. Mercury, Venus, and Saturn, right over the pyramids right now. Right over the pyramids right now. It's happening because in Egypt, it is 6 a.m. in the morning. So you can still see the stars. You can see the stars in the sky right now. Right now. So as we continue to talk about this, and I think it was just definitely very, very, very important that Brother Bilal came on, and also very divine that he came on Friday and really opened up that gateway about the planets and understanding our connections with the planets. And tonight what I'm going to do is also be exposing to you what age we're really in. I told you guys earlier that we kind of had this all wrong about the age that we were in. Tonight, I'm going to let you know the age that we're really in, and we're going to be doing that together. So tonight, we're all going to be helping each other. And so tonight, we're going to get the work in. We're going to get the work in, and we're going to get it in a very, very divine way. Whew. Welcome to the remix, everyone. One of the things that we're going to do is we're going to start out, definitely, we've got to hear some Baby Blue. Oh, she's a trooper. She's been holding it down with me. And, yeah, she's been holding it down. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And then I'm going to talk to you for a moment. And then we're going to dance. I need everybody to get up tonight. That's going to be important to me, Miss Blue. So I want you guys to get up and dance tonight. I want you to dance tonight for real. I want you to dance with me because I'm going to get up and I'm going to dance. I love to dance. You guys know that. But I want you to dance with me. I want you to dance with me. So here's some Baby Blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Here's the other thing. I want you guys to get up. I want you to dance. We're going to dance to this song. We're going to raise this energy up. And we're getting ready to do it. We're getting ready to do the damn thing. We're getting ready to change some history here. History in the making. A lot of this tonight, you guys, is channeled. So, you know, we're going to be making history in a lot of ways tonight. Let me see. I got to find my song here. I know I have it. Give me 1 second. All right, you guys. So, I know you're ready. I know you guys are ready. And here we go. Gonna get up. We gonna do it. Where is it? We gonna do it. Welcome to you. Woo! Woo, woo, woo. All right, everyone. Want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the remix. Woo! That was September, of course, by no one else other than Earth, Wind, and Fire. So welcome to the remix, you guys, tonight. We're going to be doing readings tonight. We're going to do readings tonight as well, too. And we're going to do readings tonight. We're going to do readings. A lot of information that we're going to cover here tonight. And, yeah, Miss Blue be doing it all, doing the most. So, yes, we're going to be doing readings here tonight. We got a vision quest going on. We're going to be talking about where we are because we are definitely not in the age of Aquarius. And so a lot of books are about to be obsolete in just a moment. So we're going to be talking about that as well, too. So we're going to be talking about that. Okay. All right. So here we go. A lot of things. A lot of activity going on in the planet right now, planets right now, and a lot of activities going on here on the planet right now. As I said, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning, a.m. time in Egypt, and the lineup is over the three pyramids. That is the Trinity. It represents the Trinity. Now, here's another thing that I want to kind of share with you guys here. As this, as we get ready to understand the significance and the importance of this particular lineup and what is also happening to us and what is also going on the planet at this time. Back a while ago, I want to say around 1978, I believe is the date, somewhere around there, or somewhere in the late 70s around there. Edgar Cayce, who was known as the Sleeping Prophet, he's also one of the Sleeping Prophets. He's also one of the psychics, mediums, what do you want to call. He did a lot of work, of course, you know, with the Akashic Records. That was sort of his big thing, of being able to tap into this energy within the Akashic Records. And he revealed that one of the layers of the Akashic Record had opened up, that one of those levels had opened up. And that was back in 1978, somewhere in there. He predicted sort of these records would open back up at this particular time. Well, the records opened up again. The records are opening up again. And the records are now open for your soul's name. So many of you have been wanting to know, what is that true divine soul's name? Well, tonight, you're going to get to find out what your soul's name is. You're going to get to find out what your soul's name is and how that is impacting you at this particular time and how you can actually get your soul's name, because you're going to go get it. This is something that no one else can give to you. This is something that has to be whispered to you. And I have actually channeled a way that you can get it. And so that's what we're going to be doing here tonight. That's one of the things that we're going to be doing here tonight. This is going to be your guide. This soul's name is going to be your guide. And it's going to be real important that you guys really stay with me on this here. Yeah, we soaring tonight. We doing the most tonight. And so you're going to be going to get this, because this is going to be your guide, and we're actually going to be going to Mount Everest to get it. So we're going to the tallest point in the world, to Mount Everest, where it is freezing cold. We're going to the peak of Mount Everest to get it. Y'all ready? We're going to get it to pull the wisdom energy down, because this is what's needed on the planet at this time. We are in the time of the inner God and goddesses to be revealed. And tonight is going to be that night. This is going to be that night. We're going to the peak of Mount Everest to pull the wisdom energy down. We're going to be pulling it down. So I'm so excited about that. I don't know about you guys. I want you to make sure that you have something to write with, preferably a blue ink. So we're going to open up the phone lines immediately after this quest. So I do encourage you guys to get on the line. And once you get on the line, to give your soul's name. Remember, this is going to be your guide. Tonight is more than just about getting mere prosperity and abundance for the moment. This is going to be everything that you need. Everything that you need. Of course, as with any of the vision quests and the soul quests, and one of the things that I can see when I was channeling this, and I go in for this information, and I'm able to go in and really see these things very, very clearly, is that you come with a pure heart. With a pure heart and a clear mind, and you'll be able to do this. You'll be able to go and find your soul's name. You'll be able to bring that information back. This is a part of the records that this lineup is opening up, and we're going in. We're going way in. We're going deep in tonight. So the three pyramids and the stars lining up over the pyramids. It's unlocking this key. So this is what all of this hype was about, that you're going to be able to go in and to get this information and do what you need to do. And so afterwards, you're going to call in to give some readings. We're going to go through a couple of more things. Well, there's a couple of more things, and we'll probably do that after we come back, or maybe before we actually go through and do the reading. We'll talk about what cycle we're in. We'll talk about why Western astrology says it's Aquarian, but that's not where we are. We're nowhere close to that. And we're going to talk about what this is all really mean. What does it mean for real? So I'm a little serious tonight because this is some serious work that we're about to do, that you're about to get. You're about to go get your soul's name that will guide you, that will guide you, that will unlock, open up all of those things that you want. And let me say this, if you don't do the vision quest, don't press one, not tonight. If you don't do the vision quest, don't press one. This is not that night. We're going to get down to some work tonight, and we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you want to try me. Not tonight. So if you don't do the vision quest, don't press one. So I want you to get yourself in a very, very comfortable position so that we can begin to go into the vision quest tonight. And we're going to have some fun, do some magic, pull down a whole lot of wisdom. Because this is what's needed on the planet right now. This is what's missing. This is what's missing. I want you to think tonight. I want you to think about the Akashic records tonight. I want you to think about that as we get ready to go to the top of Mount Everest. Because tonight we're going to be doing Akashic Records work, and this is serious work. Those of you who've had Akashic Record readings from me know it's serious. So tonight, I'm doing Akashic Record work tonight. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, y'all ready? Y'all ready to do this? I know y'all ready to go. Everybody's waiting on us. They're waiting on us all over the world because we will be making history tonight. All of us. Every single one of us that's here. Let's go.
All right. So let's get ready to take our trip. So here we go. On the count of three. One, two, three. Ah, there you go. You're flying now. Wonderful. That's it. Keep flying. We're going up. We're going up very high. We're going to the top of Mount Everest. Now, I want you to look over to the left. You see those clouds. I want you to fly right through those clouds. Excellent. That's it. Keep flying. That's it. Excellent. Now, as you get to the top of the clouds, you look ahead and you can see the peak of Mount Everest. Right there. Now, as you get closer, you will see the light that is illuminating all over the world. The whole planet can see this light. I want you to begin to fly right into that light. Now, there you go. I want you to gently bring yourself down on the top of Mount Everest. And right there, on the top of Mount Everest, is a large, huge diamond. We know the diamond reflects whatever is put into it. So gather around. That's it. I want you to come close to the diamond. Very close. And what I want you to begin to do is I want you to take your left hand and I want you to place it on the diamond. And as you place your left hand on the diamond, I want you to begin to start sending all of the loving thoughts that you've ever had for yourself into the diamond. This is how we're going to unlock this gate. So every loving and compassionate thought you ever thought about yourself, I want you to begin to send that energy all the way down into your left hand, which is holding and touching the diamond. There you go. What do you love about yourself? Tell me about your dreams. Tell me what you're compassionate about. Who do you have compassion for? I want to know everything that you love about you and everything you've ever thought about yourself that just brings a smile to you. That's it. This is how we're going to begin to unlock your vault. Now, I want you to take your right hand and I want you to place it as far around that diamond as you can. Take that right hand. Your left hand should be high up, and your right hand is going to be somewhere around the middle of the diamond. And now, with everything that you have, I want you to begin to send all of your love and thought and energy in here. And what you're going to get in return is your soul name. So send it. Send all of that love. Send all of that compassion. Send all of your wisdom. Send it there to unlock your vault. This vault is holding more than just abundance for you. This is everything that you will need. Hold it. Hold it right there. Keep sending it. And what you'll begin to feel is the warmth. As it begins to get warm, I want you to listen. Listen as you keep sending those loving thoughts. I want you to listen as you hear the whispers of the diamond cracking open to unleash your soul's name. Send your love. Send your compassion. Tell your truth about you. Tell what you know about yourself from your highest good. And what your wish is for everyone. Everyone you love. Everyone you have compassion for. Everyone that you've come in contact with. Everyone on the planet. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Listen for the whispers. Everyone has a signature soul name, and you're getting yours, your divine name. This is a name that you can begin to use to raise your vibration, to make changes, to make shifts, to move things. Listen for this name. This is the name to unlock the vault, and it's coming. You hear it. You hear it. Excellent. You got it. That's it. Wonderful. Now, I want you to take your right hand down. Keep your left hand there. And I want you to send that last burst of love. Everything that you love, that you have love for. The love that you have for yourself. That's the only way to get in. Share that love that you have for you. What do you love about you? Yes. Excellent. Now, we're going to get ready to come back. And as we get ready to take this flight back, you're going to remember that signature. That signature soul name that was whispered to you. It's yours and only yours. And you're going to be able to use it in this very, very powerful time that we're in right now. You'll be able to use it for everything that you need. Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Let's get ready. On the count of three, we're going to jump and we're going to fly our way back. And when you come back, you're going to be able to hold all of that energy, all of that love that you have for yourself. And at any time, you speak that name and that love is going to fill your entire being. Yes, it's always there for you. You can always reach it and hold it. Let's get ready to fly ourselves back. Here we go. One, two, three. I see some of you jumped. That's okay. Let's fly back. That's it. You're coming down. You're coming down. It's getting warmer. It's getting warmer. Yes, you can feel it. You can feel the warmth as you just sit there and embrace all of the love and the compassion that you have for yourself. And you also have your soul name. How cool is that? Yes, we're coming back. We're coming down, and you're going to remember all of this forever. On the count of three, you will be back better than ever before. One, two, three.
All right, everyone. Welcome to The Remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. I'm going to give you a few moments to get yourself situated and write down some of those things that you brought back. That soul name is for your wealth. I want you to write that name down. This is going to unlock everything that you need. And then I want you to call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 on the phone lines when you're ready. And we're going to talk about that soul name, and I'll be giving Akashic Record readings tonight. Only if you've done the vision quest, and only if you have that soul name. Oh, and trust me, I'll know. Oh, trust me, I will know. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines because I see the phone lines all lit up. Wow. See you guys all lit up on the phone lines. And let's see where we're going to go first here on the phone lines. Wow. Just keeps getting longer and longer and longer. So So we're going to go on the phone lines. Okay. Ooh, powerful night, you guys. Powerful night. A lot of things going on. Let's go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 630. You're live at the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Kevin calling from New Jersey.
Okay, greetings to you, Kevin, from New Jersey. Please take me off speakerphone if you have me on speaker.
1 second. Can you hear me now?
I sure can. Kevin, and you're calling from New Jersey, Kevin?
Yes, although my cell phone number is a New Jersey number, is a Chicago number, but...
It doesn't matter. That's fine, Kevin. Thank you. And what soul name did you bring back?
I came back with Ajwa. A-J-W-A.
What? Say it again.
Ajwa.
All right. Okay. Ajwa. Ajwa is the name that you came back. This is the soul name. The first thing I want to ask you is I want you to tell me about when you were up on the diamond on the top of Mount Everest. Tell me, when did you feel the soul name come to you?
When I placed my second hand on the diamond, mm-hmm. I saw the letter A. And then I saw the letter J, and then I heard the last part of it.
Okay. Okay. Spell it for me.
A-J-W-A.
Okay. All right. A-J-W-A. All right. That is your soul name. That is your soul name. So very, very powerful. That is your soul name. So now, let's talk about you. And we're going to do an Akashic Record reading for you. And I want to talk about some of the things that are impacting you here in this life. But I want to talk about in a past life where you were. And one of the things I want to ask you, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And just, I want you to just kind of let me know how these questions are connected to you, how you feel about it, and what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want you to tell me about you being confined. Tell me about you being confined. How have you felt about being confined in your life?
Frustrated,
right,
about feeling limited in what I can
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm. And also, I want you to tell me about how do you feel about being in darkness. Like, and I want you to also think about your childhood. This is going to be over the course of your whole life. And how do you feel about being in darkness when you've been in darkness? How does that make you feel?
I guess at times claustrophobic
mm-hmm.
feeling at times, especially when
yeah.
I was younger.
Yeah, especially when you were younger. And let me tell you why. And I want you to understand this. I want you to understand this. When you were young and you were a child, one of the things that you were told during school is that at times you could be very disruptive, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And let me explain to you why, Kevin, this is going to be significant that you get this. Because in a past life, and actually this particular past life, where I'm going to take you is that you were actually in Spain. And at the time that you were in Spain, you were fighting for the rights of your social class. And as one of the individuals who were fighting for the rights of your social class, you actually got captured. And when you were captured, they tied you up. And you spent a lot of time in the bottom of a castle. And inside this castle, you spent a lot of time in the bottom of this castle. And at the bottom of this castle, they would have you tied up with chains. And so this is why even throughout your whole life, this thing about anybody trying to restrict your movement, or you feel like even if you put on a jacket that confines you, it is a very uncomfortable feeling. Is this true?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I would say all my jackets are pretty big.
Yeah, because you cannot be confined. And so here's what you have to begin to do here so you can move yourself forward, so you can get out of the place of causing disturbance where you go, feeling uneasy, feeling that you're in a place where the darkness sort of brings about that fear for you, or having sort of some of these phobias, is that you have to begin to recognize, and just us having this conversation, I don't know how much you know about Akashic Record readings, and maybe throughout this I can explain, but this was a past life for you. Now, we are certainly not our past lives, but one thing I can tell you is that we bring a lot of that energy back a lot of times for many different reasons. There's so many different theories out there about why we're actually bringing this out. But you're here to do work that is freeing for you. This work is work for you to bring and propel yourself forward, to not be constricted, to not be in a place where you're causing a disturbance.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm struggling with right now.
Yes. And I'm glad that you said you're struggling with. One of the things I want you to do, I definitely want you to get into gardening and to being outside. This is going to help free you. In fact, just having this reading, this little bit of your Akashic Records, and understanding that this energy came from a past life is also going to free you. Because now you know that this is not who you are today. So our past lives, what is happening for most of us at this time is that they're coming online for us, a lot of these things. The reason that we have bits and parts of them is for this reason. It's not to sit back a lot of times and celebrate. We can learn from the past, because truly the past, the present, and the future, everything is happening at this precise moment. So what you're going to have to do is to sit still, take out your soul, take the soul name out of your solar plex. Imagine, do this visual quest.
Okay.
You're going to take it out. You're going to take this out of your solar plex. We're going to do it here together now. So I want you to sit still, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to take both of your hands, and I want you to place them over your solar plex.
Okay.
I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. I want you to begin to say your soul name to yourself. Say your soul name. Repeat it again. Repeat it again. Repeat it again. I want you then to take your hand and lift it up to your third eye. Repeat your soul name again. Repeat it again. There. There. Yes. Yes. All right. You have it. Your soul name, and what's important for this soul name is that you take it from the solar plex and then you place it into your brain, into the third eye, into the place where it brings the balance. This is where the balance comes. The eye that balances is the third eye. So whenever you need to get balance, whenever you need to get out of that place that you feel that you're still constricted and that these things are going on, this is what you can remember that you've done. Remember, the third eye is the eye that balances. All right?
Okay.
All right. How you feel?
I do feel really good. My chest doesn't feel as tight. It's a good feeling.
Yes. Very powerful. And I'm going to tell you a little later on some other things to do with the soul name that we'll all be doing collectively together. So thank you so much, Kevin, for calling in. Peace and love to you.
Thank you, Ms. Lou.
All right. Keep listening. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night. Greetings, everyone. Miss Lou.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
It's Juliana.
This is who?
Juliana.
Okay, Juliana. Where are you calling from, Juliana?
Canada.
I can't hear you, sweetie.
Canada. Sorry.
Canada. Okay, you're calling from Canada. All right, and what soul name did you bring back?
Oh, Omnia.
Spell it for me.
O-M-E.
O-M. Say it again.
O-M-E-Y-A-H.
O-N-E-Y.
M-E-Y-A-H. Do I list?
Say what the name is. Say it.
Omnia.
Omnia.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's talk. Can you hear me if you have me on speakerphone or something?
No, I don't have it.
Okay. Let's talk about your past life, because you got a lot of struggles that you're dealing with here in this life. And these struggles, a lot of them have a lot to do with how you handle family situations. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. You are a past, in this particular past life, I want you to understand what's impacting you. And I'm just giving you guys a little bit about what's impacting you. Keep in mind, and I know you guys listen to the show, we have hundreds of past lives, hundreds of them. But we're going to be talking about what I talk about in the Akashic Record readings. We're going to talk about one of the lives that's impacting you right now, the thing that is keeping you from opening the vault to your wealth here, which is so much greater than just money and just pure abundance. This is about being truly happy and being able to tap into that space any time that you want. In your past life, you were a man. You were a man. And at this particular time that you were a man, you were a young man, and actually you were on the continent of Africa, and I'm going to say in South Africa. And you lived there with your family, your whole entire family. But one day, you decided that you wanted to go and venture off and go look for some things that were out there. You were just a wanderer. You're curious. You're curious about everything. Is that true for you now? Are you a curious person?
Yeah.
Very curious. So you went to go look for some things and you got lost. And that's your greatest fear here, is that you will get lost. This is true.
Yeah.
You got lost. And when you got lost, you were lost in the woods for several days. Several days you were lost in the woods, and so everybody was out looking for you. And guess what? You've seen them, but you hid from them because you wanted the attention. You wanted the attention and you thought it was a game. But what happened is your father ended up dying because he fell. He fell off of a cliff. So when they found you and brought you back and you realized that you caused this, you never wanted to be seen again by anyone in the village. And this is what you're doing right now. You're carrying a burden of hiding yourself, not wanting to be seen, and you're afraid that you're going to get lost. So you'll venture out, you'll start doing really good, but then you'll retreat. You'll come back in. You'll shut down. You don't want to talk to people. You don't want to go near people.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, you can begin to use your soul name to release that burden for you. You also struggle with those things of your identity. You are a man in that particular life. And a lot of those attributes you brought back with you, correct?
Yeah.
In this life, you are a woman, but you have an internal struggle that is going on within you. You have to release it. Your soul name is going to help you release that. Here's what I want you to do over the course of the next 4 days. I want you to take yourself into a meditation with your soul name. And I want you to repeat your soul name to yourself 3 times. And then I want you to pause. And each time you say your soul name over the course of the next 4 days, 3 times. 3 times in sets of 3. That's the Trinity. I want you to release all of these fears and all of these burdens from yourself. This is going to be your guide. This is going to be your guide that's going to help guide you out of this place of darkness that you've secluded yourself, because in this life, that is not what you came back here to do. I want you to open up all the windows in your house. Let the sunlight in. No more darkness, no more hiding. In 4 days, you're going to feel this burden lifted off of you like never before. Like never before. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I want you to email me in 4 days. Email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And I want you to tell me how you feel. But when you get up tomorrow and the sun comes out, I want you to open up those blinds and let the light in. No more hiding. No more shame. No more running. None of that. You can release it from yourself. You didn't cause anybody to die here in this life. That's not your burden here. You can release it. You don't have to hide and pretend and play hide and seek to get attention. There are people who love you. That's close to you. All right?
Okay.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. This is serious work tonight, you guys. And, serious work tonight. Serious work that has to get done. That has to get done. We're going to keep going to the phone lines, and we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, let's see, start in no particular order. Calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Boo, this is Jay Wood calling in from Ohio.
All right. Greetings to you, Jay Wood, from Ohio. Jay Wood, tell me what your soul name is.
I got Oscon.
Okay. Spell it for me.
O-S-C-O-N.
Spell it one more time.
O-S-C-O-N.
O-S-C-O-N. Oscon. All right, Oscon. All right, Jay Wood, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about past life impacting you. Here we go, Jay Wood. In a past life, Jay Wood. This particular past life, Jay Wood, that you have, that is impacting you the most right now in this carnation, and you need to cut that off for me, please. That's impacting you the most. This particular past life, Jay Wood, and I want you to follow me here. You were a father in this particular past life. You were a father in a particular past life, and you had a daughter. But you were very, very cruel. You had a family, but you were very, very cruel to your daughter in a past life. In fact, you treated your sons better than you treated your daughters in this particular past life. And the interesting thing in this particular past life, Jay Wood, your mother, who's your mother now, was your daughter. And right now you have a lot of struggles with your mother. Jay Wood?
Huh?
You still with me?
Well,
is
I'm
this
still
true?
With you.
Is this true, Jay?
It's true. It's very
yeah.
true.
You have a lot of struggles because this is actually what happens. See, a lot of times we come back to experience a lot of different things. And I want you guys to start to see how these past life things work. It's not one of these things that's just cut and dry, that's just black and white. It doesn't work like that. We travel in soul groups. We travel with some of the same people in our lives, and we come back to experience different things. And so in this particular past life, you were so cruel to women. This is not fairy tale shit, I'm telling you. This is real. If you can get this, Jay Wood, then you can understand it. You were very cruel to your daughter. You were cruel to your mother as well. But you were also cruel to your daughter. And you uplifted your sons. And the interesting thing is, the number one thing that you feel in this life is that your mother has been cruel to you. Yes?
I don't really think my mom's really cruel to me.
Unfair? Be a little hard? It's a little different? Don't understand you.
Don't understand, maybe. Yeah.
Whole lot of don't understand. Whatever word you want to say, and I can understand and respect where you are with this. But you're not going to be able to move yourself past where you are until you start respecting your mother. The lesson for you here is to experience a love of a parent to a child from a different perspective. Until you get that, no relationship you get in, nobody you meet, especially when it comes to a woman, a sister, is going to be right for you.
Well.
All of this pushback that you're giving your mother, who is even in that, supporting you, and helping you and nurturing you and still doing it, even by all admissions, you're considered to be grown. She is waiting for you, Jay Wood, to give back to her what you did not give to her in another life. You're very protective over your mother because you love her, because there's still a part of you. And when you were younger, it was almost like you were her man. I know she told you that before.
I don't remember.
Now, I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that it is now time to give that respect back. It's time to give it back. Give it back from your heart. Give it back. Verbalize it. Give it back. Give that love back. Give that everything that you feel for your mother, everything that you did to pull your soul name out. Give that back to your mother. Don't wait. Don't wait. Send it back to her. Give it back to her. Reincarnation was taken out of the Bible for a reason, for a purpose. It was taken out for a reason. Your lesson, Jay Wood, is coming for you. It's coming soon. This isn't a game. You get this now, you're going to make great strides. But not a whole lot of resistance. Give that love back to your mother. Peace and love to you, Jay Wood. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling on, let's see. Calling in from area code 561. You're live at the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Anne calling from West Palm.
Okay. Greetings to you, Anne, from West Palm.
I did the vision quest, and I didn't get a full name, but I did get the letter V. That's about it.
You got the letter B, or did
V.
You get the sound B? Did you get
yeah.
the letter V or the sound B?
The letter V.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's talk about it, Anne. Let's talk about it.
Oh.
Past life. Past life. Past life. Past life, Anne. Past life. You know, one of the things I want to say to you is you have a lot of energy, inner energy going on inside of you. You have a lot of inner energy going on inside of you, whole lot of energy going on inside of you. Is that true, Anne?
Yes.
You do. I want to talk about something because I'm picking up a past life here. And in this particular past life, you actually look like you would have been in what would be considered an earlier time, somewhere, I'm going to say around the 11th or 12th, somewhere around the 11th or 12th century. But first, I want to start with the letter B. I want to start with the letter V. And one of the things that you used to do is you used to take water into, it looks like some sort of a pot. I don't know what it was made out of, but some sort of pot that you were heating water up with, like a black pot that you were heating water up with. And you would dip this water up and then you would take it over to the fire for cooking, for washing, for doing different things with this. And you were with your family. But one of the things that you were very, very angry about is that you didn't get the opportunity to do the things that your brother was doing. Like your brother used to go out, your father, and he used to hunt, and that made you very angry because you felt like you should be able to go out and do that too instead of staying back to do woman's work. And in fact, I can tell you just from what I see in the records right there and what I'm picking up from you here, you hate doing anything when it has to do with domestic chores as a woman. Is that true, Anne?
At times, yeah.
I would say more times than not. Your idea of a good day is not to be in the kitchen cooking and mopping and cleaning and taking care of household chores.
Yeah, that's true. I like to cook from time to time, but I can't do it every day.
Right. This has been a struggle for you. These traditional roles, that's just not who you are. You like to be free to kind of do your own thing and do things the way you want. That you became so angry at your brother that when he was getting back, he was telling you about the hunting trip that him and your father and some of the other men went on, that you picked this pot up and threw scorching hot water all over him and completely burned his face.
Wow, that's pretty intense. Is he my brother in my past life? Is he somebody in my current life right now?
And the interesting thing that I'm picking up now is that he's your brother in this life.
Wow.
Only in the past life, he was younger in the past life and you were older in this life. It seems like he may be older. Is he older?
Yeah, he's a year older than me.
Okay, this is him. This is him. I guarantee you, you and him have a very estranged relationship.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's tumultuous. Like, we get along sometimes, and then we could fight over, like, the most minuscule things. Like, we've gotten into some pretty epic battles over, like, little things, just the smallest things. Like, you would hear a story about us fighting, and you'd be like, what are they fighting about? Because it's that trivial between the two of us.
And let me ask you a question, and I only ask you this, Anne, because of how intense this energy is. And then I'm going to tell you how to begin to bring some balance to this. I ask you this, has your brother ever physically hit you?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
your brother has physically put his hands on you.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he tried to beat you like he didn't know who you were.
Yeah.
Oh, your poor mother. My heart goes out for her. Yeah. Let me tell you, some strong karma here. I don't like to use that word, but it's some very strong energy here. Very strong energy between you and your brother. You're definitely going to have to balance this out.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that your brother wants from you that he feels he can never get is for you to be proud of him and for you to say you're sorry.
Okay.
Tell me what that means when you say okay.
Just tell him that he's doing good in whatever it is he's pursuing at the moment, and just apologize and try and have a better relationship with him.
Well, you can't try to have a better relationship with him. You either are going to do it or you're not. But what I'm telling you is that you have to let go of this anger that you feel towards your brother, and he has to let go of this anger he feels towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something greater. I'm quite sure the whole family is trying to figure out how could two brothers and sisters
can't stand each other.
Yeah.
This is why, because of this thing that happened in a past life, you need to begin to work with this name, B. Because this letter B, your name at that time, started with the V. But it also stands for the victory that you can get in this life. There is a victory that you can reach here. But you have to come with a pure heart. Mm-hmm. And now that you understand sort of why you and your brother can get at odds at any little thing, you have to begin to bring that to your consciousness now. Because now you're being held accountable for it. You can't fly off the handle. Your nickname in a past life was B. That was your nickname. They used to call you B. So you have to understand that you can't let your brother say something to you and you get so mad that you pick up something and just throw it at him.
Yeah.
You understand? Know that that came from another time. And one of the interesting things, and it's been a lot of work, you guys, on this past life thing and really understanding this. I mean, going all the way back for hundreds of thousands of years of understanding this. And even our ancestors in ancient Egypt understood the significance. The reason that even when they were building the tombs and the temples, they would put all of this stuff in there is so that they could have it with them in the afterlife, but also because they knew they were coming back. You understand? They recognized. They even dumbed down their language in the hieroglyphs. I talked about this before, so that we could read it. Because the real hieroglyphs were only privileged to the priests and to those who really did that kind of work and the scribes. But as they recognized what was going on, when it came to past lives and coming back and really understanding the work they had to do here, they left messages because they realized that decoding this and understanding this was going to come from a very different place. So in a sense, we left messages for ourselves. So I want you to use your name and to write a letter and to release all of this anger and all of these feelings that you have and ever thought about your brother in it. Release it. And at the end, sign it, saying that you released it. And then you're also going to co-sign it with B. You're going to put B on there. You're going to put Anne. And then you're going to also put V, because V is going to seal the deal. In fact, your name is Anne, because it was letting you know that there is more to you than just what is here. Once you release that, so much burden, so many things in your life, it's going to make sense. You were very angry at that time. And you brought a lot of that back. And even though you're a sweet, loving sister here, that internal energy that's fueling you, it's time to turn that into love and passion. All right?
Definitely.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling me.
All right. Thanks as well.
All right. You're welcome, sweetie. Peace and love. All right. Yes. We're going to go to the next. Caller calling in from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 336. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, that's me again. I'm going to hit one so I can get off.
Okay. That's fine. Go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. I hit the wrong caller. 440, you're live in the remix.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear
Greetings,
me?
Who's on the... Yes, I can. Who's on the line?
This is Pam.
Greetings.
This is Pam.
This is Punk. Okay, greetings, Punk.
The name I got was Rana.
Spell it for me.
R-A-H-N-A.
R-A-H-N-A.
N-A.
Say the name for me.
Rana.
Rana. Rana, Rana, Rana. Punk.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Hmm?
One of the questions I want to ask you, Punk, is I want you to tell me about your addiction.
The only addiction I'm aware of is, like, I'm having a problem with eating too much for the most part. At least that's the one I'm aware of.
Yeah. Eating too much. Not just eating too much. Tell me about smoking.
I don't really smoke that often. I mean, I have in the past, but I really don't smoke.
You said you what now?
I've, like, smoked a few times, but I don't, it's not a habit for me.
Mm-hmm. Eating is, and sugar is.
Yes.
Sugar is a big addiction for you. In fact, it's more than just an addiction for you. I want you to think about this because there's some temptations that you fight.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to do with things in a past life.
Alright.
And this temptation that you're fighting has to do with sex.
Wow.
Tell me why you say wow.
Well, I'm dealing with a lot of things regarding to my sexuality a lot, and
yeah,
even yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, this is crazy. Just even things I did, like in my childhood. I mean, you know, like non-thinking things, like. I can't really explain it too much, but yeah.
Yeah, very promiscuous. This comes from, and I want you to understand that we have many, many different past lives, but this is one that really is impacting you the most. And those two addictions, they both start with S's, sugar and sex. And then, of course, it's the other word that's in the middle, addiction. You see?
Yeah.
When you say the word addiction, flow, that's what you shun in this life. You shun a dick.
Hmm. Wow.
But here's what I want you to know, because this can be very freeing for you. Because based upon that past life, you're fighting your temptations here. And it's okay that we fight temptation, because sometimes temptations we need to fight. That's why they made the movie, The Fighting Temptations. What the temptations was trying to tell us, and I can't even remember, who can tell me how many temptations were they? How many temptations are they? How many, you guys? There are five temptations. They're trying to really, through music, and you guys know I channel a lot of things through music, to let you know that typically you're going to have about five or six temptations you got to fight in your life. Two of them, for you, punk, are coming from a past life. Sex and sugar. You're fighting temptation. And what you're also fighting is this addiction to shun it. This has to do with you being at a time coming from what looks like about ancient Rome, where you were a man at that particular time, and it was a lot of different, you know, it was doing all kind of freaky, sexy sex shit over there. So if you want to know where all of these crazy, I mean, oh my God, if there is somebody who produces porno movies, they need to get with you, because your mind can go to all of those places. No lie.
I know.
You could probably produce the best porno movie ever produced.
You know, I realized that a few while back. Oh, my God.
Tell me why your name is Punk.
The reason why I pick it is because, I was interested in punk rock, like, when I was beginning high school and everything, punk rock was a big thing for me. Nonconformity was a big thing for me.
Right.
I always have some.
And I'm going to tell you, I know that you felt this struggle too, because you want to know how do you get interested in punk rock? But this is coming from that life when you were back in Rome. Like I said, you were a man, and one of the things that you didn't want to do was to take part in same-sex sex. So you were trying to shun the addiction. And as a result of that, coming back here in this life, you still shun the dick.
Wow.
So you were fighting it in that life. I see you kissing. I see someone fondling you. I see you watching, because you used to work in some of these houses where all these little sex parties would take place, and you were there visual. You were seeing it. So these visions you're able to bring back now.
Wow.
So I want you to understand that you can be free to be you. And that your mind, because you've always grown up thinking your mind was dirty, and that sex was dirty, and something was dirty about you, if you have these thoughts, if you wanted to explore these things. This is where the addiction is coming in. So you go on what we call binges, and you'll just eat, because that's feeding that addiction. It's keeping sort of that monster down. It's feeding sort of the sex addiction craze that you have. So when you're sneaking, looking at different pornos, and you're sneaking on this website, and you're sneaking doing these things, this is the addiction. But you can release it. You can move yourself forward. Just hearing this information here is letting you know what really is blocking you to release this energy. Because the real addiction is the sex. So you got to clear that energy and allow it to flow through you honestly. And just really hearing it here tonight is going to release it. So you can let that energy go and bring it back into some balance.
All right. But I do have one question. Well, I've really been struggling with my sexuality. I'm really not sure what I am anymore.
I know you have to be coming from with this being your main impact. You would have to be. But here's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you with love, honestly, no judgment, no nothing. It's just understanding this, that this was some energy that you brought back. It's a part of you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's bringing some understanding. You got to sometimes give ourselves a chance to sit with some things. Because this is real energy moving through you at this particular time. You're having sort of what I call a DNA explosion at this moment. In 6 days, six is the number of creation. I want you to sit down and go into meditation for 6 days, and I want you to begin to think about when you were at the top of Mount Everest, and I want you to begin to think about all of that love that you poured out. I want you to recreate that and do that for 6 days. On the sixth day, you will have released and merged, because that's what you want to do. We know the past, the present, and the future is all happening at the same time. And you have over 100 past lives. And what's going to be happening for all of us is that more of these lives are going to come online. This is why there's so much bipolar coming up. This is why so much schizophrenia is coming up. This is why so many people who are so intuitive, their solar plex chakra feels like it's about to spin out the whirlwind, because it's holding all of these lives in line for you. And it's time for us to become poles. The poles have already shifted. They shifted already.
Okay.
Look at the weather. Look at the weather. Just look around and look at the weather and what is happening. The weather is in us. We are in the weather, and the weather is in us. It's happening right now. There's tornado is in you. The snowstorm, the rain, all of that is going on inside you. We are the cosmos. The cosmos is in us. The weather is confused, just like your ass is confused. We all confused. We all confused. The weather's confused and we're confused. It's hot one moment, cold the damn next. I leave out of my house in the morning, it's freezing. When I come back home, the air conditioner is on because it's 84 degrees. We are confused. This is about bringing this wholeness on. So give yourself 6 days. Give yourself 6 days to pour nothing but love into you. This is why it was important when we went to the top of Mount Everest that not only did we show the love for ourselves, but also for everything on the planet. Also.
Right.
You see? 6 days. 6 days. 6 days. And you can be who you are. You can be who you are. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you, but it does need to come with some understanding. And so it is my gift to you tonight that you got this understanding so you could understand that all of these thoughts you have in your head, like they just didn't come from nowhere. It didn't come from sneaking and looking at magazines and things that you did wrong, that were wrong and dirty and nasty. No. So you can stop it. So you can bring it into some balance. And who knows? Who knows? You may do a badass porno movie. Who knows? You certainly have seen enough of those visions. All right. All right. Very powerful, Punk. Very powerful.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We're live in the remix, everyone. We are live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Looks like calling in from area code 313.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, this is Brandon calling from Detroit.
All right. Brandon, I'm going to have you hold that thought for me, Brandon. Hold that thought, okay?
Yes.
All right. All right. Hold that thought for me, Brandon. I'm going to come back to you. Here's what I want you guys to do, because I want to talk about what age we're in right now. This is a very, very amazing share here tonight. Lots of powerful energy that's going on. Lots of powerful energy going on over the planet, going on in Egypt, where the lineup is happening at. And the West, one of the things I want you guys to know, the West has told us that we're in the age of Aquarius. That's what the West has told us. But the technology, the technology age or the technology age, that's not true. Although I believe there's going to be a virus that's going to come out that's really going to wipe out a lot of bank accounts. It's going to wipe out a lot of financial things. It's going to wipe out a whole lot of shit coming up here real soon that's going to sound like technology or technology, but it's not going to be that, but it's going to be some kind of crazy-ass virus that's going to be out there. So just be aware. Be aware. I'm just doing some channeling here, and as these things come in, I'm just going to share this with you guys, but I do want to encourage you to download. But I want to talk about what age we're in. You know, and this is some of the things that you need to know. These are some of the things that you need to know. I want you to do that. So if you have some things that are there, we are always in two cycles at one time. I don't care what anybody tells you. I've worked in the records enough. I've done enough readings. I've done enough study and research. And hell, I done listened to enough of Brother Bobby Hemmett and Brother Panic and Elder Haru and Queen Afua and Phil Valentine and Dr. Delbert Blair and all the rest of them and Brother Bilal and the whole crew to know. We are always in two cycles at one time. And those two cycles that we're in is masculine and feminine. Always. Don't forget that. One masculine and also one feminine cycle. That is always happening. So now, we just left out of Virgo and Pisces. This is where we left. So for those of you who study these things, I want you to just kind of follow me here. We just left out of Virgo and Pisces. Virgo, the feminine, and Pisces is the masculine. That's the masculine. Virgo is the feminine, and Pisces is the masculine energy. These are the two cycles that's going on. And Virgo, the Virgin Mary. Ah, how we love the Virgin Mary. So we understand that. You know, Jesus, the fisherman that gave birth, Virgin Mary that gave birth to the Pisces, the fish. Virgin Mary gave birth to the Pisces, which is the fish. Jesus, which is the fisherman. Or the Vesica Pisces symbol. They use I want you to understand this. They use the stories to be reminders of time. And this is how I got my understanding of this. They use these stories so we can always be reminded of time. Where we are now, we are actually in the age of Aries and Libra. Libra, the feminine, being up front, first, and I want you to follow me, and let me say it again, we are in the age of Aries and Libra. Libra is going to be the feminine, being up front first, with the god of war, Aries, as her protector. Aries is the protector. Libra represents the right hemisphere. The Libra is the right hemisphere. And Aries is the left hemisphere. Follow me here. I want you guys to follow me. And just think about this. Libra, the right hemisphere, I want you to think about this. She holds the scales of judgment. She holds those scales of judgment. Every time you see them. Because this is symbolic of what they would like to call like the judgment day. The judgment day. Don't get twisted. Stay with me really quick. Follow me here. And what the Jewish tradition, when you go to the Jewish tradition, they use the horn. The horn is used. The Jewish tradition used the horn, or what they would like to call, what am I trying to say? The horn, like the ram's horn. The ram's horn. Or the shofar. Or the shofar. So the shofar is being used. So when we take this information and begin to think about this, I want you to think about the shofar. They use it as a trumpet. They use the shofar as a trumpet. And so she will be blowing the trumpet for justice from the ram. So we're really, this is the age that we're in. We're in the age of Aries and Libra. Libra is the feminine energy that is coming up front. And then we have the god of war, Aries, as her protector. Very powerful, you guys. She's going to be blowing the trumpet of justice from the ram's horn. So what does this all mean? What does this all mean? I want you to begin to look at it like this. The left hemisphere will be rooted in standing up for your truth. So whatever your truth is, whatever your truth is, your truth, because we're talking about you. Understand, this is about you. This is the time for you to stand for your shit for real. For real. Playtime is over. This is time for you to stand for your shit for real. And I hear Punk saying, at the beginning of the year, everybody was hearing all of these sounds. And from time to time, people were saying that they were hearing these sounds. But this is the time you got to stand for your shit for real. For real. Remember I said playtime been over? Playtime is over. It's time to stand for your shit for real. So now, The feminine energy is up front. The feminine energy is out front, up front. That's why at this particular time, you can look across the globe. You can look at people you know. That's why there's so many attacks happening to women. If you keep watching the news, you will see that so much attacks are happening to women. Some of them don't even have anything to do with the situation that's going on, but if there is a woman close by, it's happening to them. So I want to pull out some ritual things to begin to work with, and one of those is going to be rice. I want you to begin to think about rice, like Susan Rice. They are messing with, and I want you to understand this, they are messing with brown rice. On top of that, they're not just messing with any kind of rice, they messing with brown rice. That means melanated rice. And they messing with brown rice. So you're going to have some rice. The rice is going to be for prosperity. The rice is going to be for prosperity. Rice has always been for prosperity. This is why we use them, you know, and they used to throw them at weddings. It's for prosperity. You know, you would see them throw rice up in the air. So this is one of the things that I want you to keep, is to definitely have some rice. And the rice is going to be connected with the energy of Lakshmi to bring the prosperity, the wealth, and the abundance. Send Lakshmi some rice. Send some rice out to Lakshmi. Send her out some rice. Send the goddess Offset to some rice. Send her some rice. And send Susan Rice some love. So Lakshmi and Susan Rice. Send some love. Send some love. Yes, and you can send brown rice. Send some brown rice out there. Yes. Oh, wow. Only in the remix, you guys. Only in the remix. That's it. It's time for you to be able to recognize where we are, recognize what's going on. Know that we're in the age of Aries and Libra. The feminine energy is up front now. That's right. Some brown rice for Sojourner Truth. Yes. The sisters, the feminine energy is up front now. But have no fear. Aries is there to protect her. So that's the real, real cycle of where we are. So put some rice in a bowl with some water. With $1. So take a dollar and put it in the bowl. Take a bowl of rice, put some water in it, and a dollar bill. Send well wishes out to the goddesses. Lakshmi, Susan Rice, the goddess Offset. And then put it up under your bed. And put it under your bed and keep it there. Keep it there. Abundance and prosperity. You're live in the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Miss Blue. Mm-mm. Then you can put it next to your bed. If you have no underbed, put it next to your bed. Mm-hmm. Yes. Whatever a dollar is to you, it will work. Because I know we have listeners all over the world. And by the way, I want to say peace and love going out to all of our international listeners who are listening from all over the world. I know Canada is in the house. I know the UK is in the house. I know Japan is in the house. I know Switzerland's in the house. I know Brazil is in the house. I also know, all parts of Africa is definitely in the house tonight. And we have Australia in the house tonight. So lots of brothers and sisters listening from all over the globe and all over the world tonight. It is so good to have you in the house tonight. Yeah. If you have some copper pennies, you can also throw that in with the rice bowl, too. That's certainly not going to hurt. We're going to continue to go to the phone lines at this time. And remember, don't press 1 unless you did the vision quest. And then I want you to tell me your soul name that you brought back. We're doing Akashic Record reading here, live in the remix. First time ever, you guys. You know, the stars lining up over the pyramid has not done that. The stars have not done that. Let's see who can remember how long ago. 2,737 years ago was the last time we had this energy that was here. Yeah, beautiful. All right, you guys, so here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines, calling in, it looks like, from area code 754. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 754? Okay. Am I still with you guys? Yeah, I'm still with you guys. Let me go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 312, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Lou, this is Esther calling from Chicago.
Oh, hey, Esther.
hey.
yes. You want to tell us what you got?
Yes, I got the name Nikita.
Nikita. Spell it for me.
N-I-K-I-T-A.
Nikita. All right, let's talk about it. This particular past life, I want you to think about, because, you know, as I always say, that we've had so many different past lives, and they can impact us at so many times. One of the things I can tell you is that I want to ask you this question, Esther, because I'm not picking up that name. Was there any other name that you got?
Well, it sounded like I could have gotten this off, but it sounded like a keto or like a Ida type of thing, and that's kind of just what I was trying to hear it, and that's kind of how I interpreted it, but it could have been like Nita or Ida or something like that.
Hold on. Say the other name again for me, please.
Nita, like Anita or Anita, or maybe Akita.
Okay.
Arkea.
I got it. All right. Woo! Okay. I want to talk about this particular past life.
Okay.
this particular past life is a pretty ancient one. And this particular past life, but before we go to that particular past life, because, you know, just so you guys know, I've done past life readings for Esther before, and very, very profound. I'm sure she doesn't mind me saying that. I've done a lot of readings for her as well, too. But I want to ask you a question about, tell me about you and children. Tell me about that.
I like babies. I like playing with them. I don't really care to have any. I like them as long as they are around me and leaving, but that's about it.
So you like babies, you like playing with them, and that's about it. And one of the things that I want to kind of say to you guys, because I see it, so many of you on the phone lines, and boy, does time fly. We have about 46 minutes, and we'll go into the after hours. We'll go into the after hours in just a moment. Is important, but this is why integrity has to be in it, no matter who it is. The integrity of this has to be there. So this is just not, you know, it has to be there. This is going to be key. So now, I want you to also tell me about confinement.
I don't like being confined. It's just one of the things that really bothers me, being in tight spaces, being in closed spaces. I would say it's one of my biggest fears. It's something that I constantly deal with. I hate feeling like I'm locked up. I hate that feeling.
Okay. I want to talk to you about this particular past life. And this particular past life would be in what feels like Persia, somewhere near Persia. I could be wrong. It feels like ancient Persia, where you're at this particular time. And at this particular time where you were, you were actually what would have been known as gypsies. You were actually with the gypsies, but you were actually living and attempting to live your life not as a gypsy, but actually trying to live your life as a normal person. So as a result of it, you tried to make sure you would integrate yourself and not be nowhere close to where any of the gypsies were, where they would build their camps. You would try to cover up you had a birthmark, and that birthmark that you had was on the side of your face. You had a birthmark on the side of your face.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had a birthmark on the side of your face, and you were trying to cover up this birthmark because it was through that birthmark that people would be able to recognize you. And so what ended up happening, you ended up meeting this man, and you and this man fell in love. And when you and this man fell in love, you fell in love, and at this particular time you had three children. You had three children. You had two boys and a girl. You had two boys and a girl. And what happened is one day you guys were out and about, and at this time they were looking for the gypsies to kill them because they thought they had stolen and taken some things. But they had moved on. They had moved on. These gypsies had left. They packed their stuff and they went. And what happened is one of the women identified you. And so they took you, and you were actually, they held you into solitude. You were kept in solitude, and you would stay on your knees, and you would constantly be trying to get back to your children. You would be constantly trying to get back to your children. And so the name Nita is what you were hearing. That was not your name, but the voice of your children saying, "We need her. We need her." So in this life, Esther, you have convinced yourself that you don't want any children. You don't want to be married. You don't want to have a husband. You don't want to have a family. Because your greatest fear is that you feel that they're going to take you away and you will not be with your family. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But you don't have to feel that. You didn't come back. You didn't come back to end up in solitude this time. You didn't come back to end up in solitude. And no one's going to take your children if you have them. And you're not going to lose your family. Yeah. So the name, I was trying to hear it. The name is Nita. Need her. And that's your soul guide. That's the guide name. Because that was the children saying, we need her. And that's one of your biggest fears, that any time you feel that somebody needs you too much, you pull back. You go into solitude. You step away from it. You step away from it.
Wow. It's all very true.
Yeah. So now, my ride or die sister. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little bit of spiritual surgery tonight. So we can release this energy. Because I want to see some S babies.
You and everybody else.
So here we go. I want you inside three times to begin to say Niha, Niha. And you can say it however that tonality sounds to you, but I want you to say it out loud. Need her. Or knee her, however that sounds, in sets of three. And I want you to place your hands on your solar plex as you're saying it.
Need her. Need her. Need her.
Okay. Say it again.
Need her. Need her. Need her.
This is your soul name. And now I want you to take your hands and I want you to begin to place them on your third eye. This is the eye that knows the third eye. And say, need her.
Need her. Need her.
One more time.
Need her.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, it's done. It's done. You released it. We did it. It's done. It's done. You don't have to worry about it. It's done. It's done. You're going to make me cry.
I'm sorry.
You're going to make me
cry. I'm sorry.
It's going to be big things to come. Big things to come. So all of that energy about solitude, being in confinement, the fear of having a husband or a family or a mate and children and babies, you can release that. It's released. It's done here. It's done here tonight. It's done. Yeah. I always wanted to give you something big. Me and Sister Manya has always talked about doing something very big for all your help and support. So.
Thank you.
Yes, a new beginning. I want you to write the name out. I want you to write the name out because that is your soul God name. That's it. Write that name out. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Oh, peace and love,
thank
Esther.
Peace and love. Thank you so much.
All right. Hold the line. Woo. Boy, y'all make it hard out here for a sister. Oh, wow. A lot of work, you guys. Such a powerful night tonight. And I'm so glad that we're all sharing in this here together, lifting up this energy. We're going to keep going to the phone lines. I don't even know where I am on the phone line, so I'm just going to pick somebody. Calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Wanda from California.
Okay. Greetings to you, Wanda, from California. How are you?
Good, good, good. Powerful night. Woo. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, all right. So tell us, Wanda, what's the soul name you brought back?
I got Imani.
Imani, 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 Imani. Anything else that you hear? Anything else? What else did you hear?
Iman. Iman. We started with the E.
Try to tone it out rather than see it as a spelling.
Was it Emor?
Say it again. Say you said Emor.
Was it Emor or Iman or?
Okay. I got it. E more. I want you to tell me, Wanda, about when you were 5 years old and you didn't have food.
I was told that my real mother, she left us alone a lot when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up getting taken away from our mom.
Right.
Because of that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me about you and Basement.
The basement?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where we lived, we had a basement.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the basement?
I don't remember being in the basement when I was little, but I remember it, you know, once I was an adult. I don't remember it as a kid.
Yeah, how do you feel about basements?
Kind of cold and maybe eerie.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to talk to you about this particular past life that's coming up for you. And it's one of the things about it is that it has to do with kind of an earlier time.
But in this particular past life, you were a man. In this particular past life. And you were a peasant. And you didn't have any food. You used to peddle to try to get food. Yeah, I know. And you spent a lot of nights, and I want you to understand this, because this is going to help you with so much in your life, Wanda, so much. It's going to help you to understand even relationships with your kids and relationships, with just relationships, period. You spent a lot of time living on the streets and hiding in sort of kind of alleyways, if you would call them that, and down in basements of places. And you would go out and try to do certain things just to get some money for food to eat. And it seemed like no matter what you tried, you could not get enough money to stay in a hotel or to live somewhere. So you found you a place that was down in the basement, and it was dark, like you said, and cold in this particular place. And you lived there. And from time to time, you would come out. But when you did, because you stayed down there so long, the sun would literally burn your eyes. And that's what you do here a lot. You stay inside so long that when you do go outside, it's hard for your eyes to adjust to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of you feels that no matter what you've done in this life, you feel conflicted and defeated. It's almost like you always go in like David and Goliath. You're always fighting the big jump, the big mongler. So here's where your healing is going to come for you. To eat more. So the name you was hearing, Emor, it's really sort of a soul message. It's not even your name yet or your God, but it is your God. It's Emor. But the message is for you to eat more. In this carnation here, you're going to have to eat healthy and you're going to have to eat more. But eat more real food. Eat more real love. Eat more life. You lost your family. And oddly enough, you lost your family because your mate at the time, and you had one son at the time, ended up leaving with just a man who came through town. And this sent you into a whirlwind of depression. You never got over her. Never got over her. And in this life, you, when it comes to love and relationships, it's a hard road for you. But know that you came back to love and to be loved, and you're deserving of that. And that's what you have to begin to say to yourself. So everything that you eat, everything that you put in your mind, and everything that you put into your soul and your spirit, it needs to be good food.
stop putting junk in. Stop putting negative things in. This is the way that you're going to be able to balance this energy out from yourself. You're going to have to eat live food. You're going to have to start from that point. A lot of times, and I want you to understand this too, it's really a moment to celebrate because we have hundreds of thousands of past lives. I'm really convinced of that. But this is one of those things that was blocking you here at this moment, at this time, so you can move forward. So you needed Emor to move forward, to be that reminder that you didn't come back here to be homeless and to go through these things. But a lot of times when we're children, this is where the remnants of those past lives will show up. Because we're connected. Babies are connected to the source. And so they bring this energy back. And it's not until they get about 5 or 7 years old that this memory starts to go away. So when you were young, because some of these things we put in place for ourselves, and some of these other things, they happen based upon our free will. So when you begin to eat more, you're activating your free will and you, Wanda. Because right now what you're doing is you're taking love from anybody who will give it to you because you still don't think you're worthy. But you got to know you're more than worthy. You're more than worthy. So I want you to work with Emor. And every time you think about opening your mouth, whether it's words that you speak about yourself or anybody else, I want you to make sure that it's really good shit. I want to make sure that it is the top of the line, the cream of la croix or whatever. It needs to be the finest of finest words that comes out of your mouth. And I'm not talking about sounding smart. I'm talking about with love. So whether you're speaking about yourself, there you go. Cream of the creme. You guys, I want you to do that. You got to give that to yourself and everyone who's in your vibration because you didn't come back here to take a vow of poverty this time. You got to know that. Before you eat, I want you to say Emor, your name, before you eat. Charge your food with it. Charge your words with it. Charge your thoughts with it. And in 5 days, you're going to see an amazing shift. Make sure you Emor me. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, beautiful. All right. 24 minutes left to go in the form, you guys. We're live in the remix, the signature of the soul. Woo, let's go. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 803. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, Miss Blue, this is April from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you, April from South Carolina. Now, click. You want to tell us, April, what name you got?
I got when I. It's like something immediately came to me, and then something came to me later, after we hugged with both arms or both hands. The first thing was. Chopra or Chopra, and then the second thing was Raja.
Raja. What was the first name again?
Chopra or Chopra?
I'm not getting that. What? Okay. Say it slow for me again.
Chop. Chopra or Chopra? Like, but the spelling that came to me, I don't know why, was C-H-A-P-R-A.
No, I'm not getting anything with that. I'm not picking up anything with that.
And the second thing was Raja or Raja. It was, the spelling of it came to me as R-A-Y-J-A.
No, that's still in your mind. That's still in your mind, not in your soul. Not that it can't be powerful, but that's still in your mind. It is. This is, yeah. I need you, here's what I need you to do for me. I want you to do some more work, and I'm not going to give you a reading tonight, but I want you to keep working with that, okay? All right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Hold the line. Yes. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Jacqueline calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Greetings to you, Jacqueline. Yeah.
And
greetings to you.
The greetings to you, Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Jacqueline,
name I...
Mm-hmm. Tell me your name. Tell me your name, Jacqueline. Go ahead.
The name I got was Silver.
Silver. I want you to hold that for a minute before I go in there. One of the things I want you guys to know that when I do these readings, particularly, you know, tonight we're working with the Akashic Record reading. I have to be 100% in spirit and be in the spirit of the integrity of it. And I know many of you do readings for yourself because that's what Miss Blue's been preaching the whole time that I've been here. And I stay true to that. I'm not a perfect person by no means. I'm not trying to tell you guys that. But when it comes to doing this work, if you guys want to know where the magic is with Miss Blue, that's where it is. I stay in the integrity of the spirit. I have to. I have to. That's what makes it so divine. Yes. Yes. Oh, beautiful. Love you. Love you. Love you for that. Yeah. Okay. I want you to tell me again anything else you heard because Silver is not coming up. I'm not getting Silver. Did you hear anything?
I heard it clearly. Matter of fact, when you said touch the diamond with the right hand.
Yes.
I heard it clearly. It said silver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. You heard silver.
I wrote it down to make sure.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. Yeah. Forget, but it said silver. It said
silver.
It clearly. I said silver. I said that don't make sense.
Well, it makes sense to me. I'm not going to do an Akashic reading for you because that's not your soul's name. Not that silver cannot be, but that's not it.
Okay.
But this is really to help you bring your energy and everything into alignment. And a very powerful way to do that is through the color, the vibration, the frequency of silver. Because silver taps into our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You see? It taps into our intuition. And here's another thing that silver does with our intuition. Not only does it help us pull and really just heighten our intuition, but silver also helps to polish your logic. It polishes your logic. It polishes the left brain. It helps the left brain also to become polished. And that's what's needed for you at this time. To polish, almost like you take a cloth out and you polish your sterling silver.
Mm-hmm.
To polish your left brain. So I want you to imagine a silver string coming down into the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And as it gets closer, it starts to glow with the silver light. And see this silver light spinning around in a ball inside of your head. Because what it needs to do, it needs to polish your left brain because it's getting a little dull. It needs to shine it a little bit. I want to go back and talk to you about your childhood. I want to go back to around 8 years old. I want you to tell me about you and water when you were 8. What happened? I'm thinking this is a situation that happened around the bathroom, in the bathtub, around 8.
I can't recall anything. The only thing I can recall with water is when I went to the beach at Coney Island.
Mm. Who almost drowned?
Well, I almost drowned, but not at 8. I was about 15 when I almost drowned. Like I said, I was 15 years old. I wasn't 8. I was a teenager, and we were out on a raft, a bunch of kids. And the raft flipped over and hit me in the head and threw me under the water and knocked me. Well, it dazed me. I wasn't knocked out. I was dazed, but I was a good swimmer, but I couldn't swim. And one of the boys seen that I was unable to, you know, swim, and he went under me and pushed me up out the water.
Right, and saved you from the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I want to go back to when you were on that raft, because you were actually sitting with your back towards the edge of the boat, correct?
It wasn't a boat. It was like a raft.
Like a raft. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Boat to the back.
Yeah, I was sitting with my back toward
yeah.
it with my back instead of facing
realize,
it I was
yeah mm-hmm. I can see this when you were 8, I still have to go back to 8 is where it started. 8 there is that incident with the boat and the water. You were 16, right? You were 16 when this happened.
When I almost drowned, I was 16. Almost drowned.
16. 16, not 15. 16. Did you say 15? But 16. 16,
yeah, it was 16.
Yes, it was. Okay, we're clear. Okay, sometimes numbers, things come in. I see the boat. I see the raft. I knew it was water. I knew somebody was going to drown. 8 plus 8 is 16, okay? Keep it simple, Blue. Let me stay with me. And eight-year cycle. You're actually, how old are you right now? How old are you?
69.
You're 69.
Yes.
I'm 69. You're 69. Bless your soul. You're 69.
Ooh,
can't wait to get 69. They dance, and it's a song called 69, but yes. This 69, you know, if you look at the 6 and you look at the 9, they're really the same number.
Right.
They're turned upside down. You know, one is facing, they're facing each other. It's the yin and the yang. You're at this age now, that silver lining. You know how we always talk about the silver lining coming down? The silver is to remind you to bring your yin and your yang together, to bring your right hemisphere and your left hemisphere together. Those two together, the balance.
Okay.
The balance. How you're going to begin to bring this balance together, visualize that silver string coming down into your head and then turning into a ball of silver light sort of spinning around. That's going to be one aspect of it, of how you begin to bring that energy together, you know, just pull it together so you can hold it together. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take about 30 minutes a day. You don't have to do it the whole 30 minutes. But I want you to write. I want you to sit down and write your thoughts and your feelings out on paper. Just write. I want you to begin to write out your thoughts and write out your feelings. Because, see, when we're writing, it mechanically does something. There's a spiritual aspect, a physical aspect, and also a mental aspect to it. And then I want you to go back and I want you to read what you write, because one thing that you've always been intimidated by was your writing skills. Yes?
Yes.
This is what you feel has held you back in life.
Right.
No. And now I'm getting it. It's the writing. It's the writing. It's going to strengthen. I want you to say your words, and I want you to write them. I want you to handwrite them out. Write your thoughts out, and then go back and read it. Take your time. You don't just 30 minutes a day. I don't care if after the 30 minutes of sitting there, you only come up with one sentence. I don't want you to worry about. I don't want you to worry about spelling or any of them. I want you to do that for 8 days, and once you do that for 8 days. I want you to do the quest again, because this is your co-signature for your wealth. The silver spoon cannot be given with fear. You're in your own way right now. I want you to write just whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking.
Okay.
And then I want you to come back and download this show. And then I want you to, after 8 days, I want you to do this quest again.
Okay.
Don't let that fear of writing, don't let that fear of being able to utilize both hemispheres get in your way. Because now you're moving positively forward. You're never too late, never the wrong age, it's never the right age. The past, the present, and the future is happening now.
Okay.
I don't care what it looks like. I want you to just write. If you can find a blue ink pen, get a blue ink pen. And I want you to take 30 minutes a day and write your feelings out. Because this is something that has been crippling you from fulfilling your dreams.
Yeah.
And it's time now for you to move past it. And once you get your soul's name after the 8 days, I want you to go back and listen to the show and pull it out of your solar plex and put it in the eye. The third eye is the eye that balances.
Okay.
And that's for everybody. Everybody out there who got their soul name to do that too. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I always love hearing from you. And,
okay. Thank you.
Yeah, this was a pretty powerful experience. So thank you. I thank you for that.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Hold on. All right. Beautiful, you guys. Yeah. Whoever got their soul name. I want you guys to do that exercise too. We have 9 minutes left to go in the form. Oh my goodness, what a share here tonight. The signature of the soul. We're going to go to more callers, but we have 7 minutes left. So I want to tell everybody, because I see so many of you on the phone lines, before we get cut off, what I want you to do. So I'm going to give it to you step by step. Okay? So I want you to get a... I want you to give it to me step by step so we can begin to do this. So in case you guys do not get this, once you get your soul name, you're going to say your soul name 3 times out loud in sets of 3. You're going to place your hands on your solar plex because this is where the soul name is going to come from. And when you begin to say it, feel and pull that vibration from your solar plexus. After saying it 3 times, then you're going to say it 3 times out loud to tune it up. So you'll be tuning up your soul name. And then you're going to take your soul name and you're going to put it on your third eye. Because this is the eye that balances. And then you're going to say it 3 more times while placing your hands, both of your hands, over your third eye. And that's how you're going to seal it. That's how you're going to seal it. That's how you're going to just really solidify the deal, if that be the word, or seal the deal on that with the soul word. So it's encompassed. You have just really tuned it up. Then start writing for what you want. After you've done that, you're going to start writing exactly what you want, whatever that is. Come from a place of love. Come from a place of within your heart. But start writing for what you love. And then you're going to co-sign to see how long it takes to show. So you'll write your soul's name on there. You'll sign it, and then you'll co-sign it with your soul name and see how long it takes to show up. That's why you're coming from your heart. You're speaking from that place of your soul. That's the guide there. And then you can begin to use that for so many things in your day-to-day life. Help keep you balanced, to move you forward, to tap into energy, to help heal yourself, to help uplift yourself, and to help free yourself. Yeah. So, woo, what a night. What a night, everybody. 4 minutes left to go in the remix. I don't know if there's room on the phone, but if you can get in, you want to get in, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And don't forget, download, download, download. If you like this show, you guys, it's important to like it. Leave a comment. Leave a comment over on Facebook. We'd love to know. We'd love to know that you like it. If you love it, we want you to love it as well, too. You know, so you can love it, like it, leave a comment. No, you can always reach out to me. I'd love hearing from you guys. And, yeah. We'll be back next week, you guys, in the remix. And also, we'll have some guests coming up pretty soon. So I don't want to give out their names, but we're going to have some amazing shows. Some names you know, and some things are going to be a little different. Maybe some people you haven't heard before, but lots of amazing things are happening. And they're happening now, and they're happening now, you guys. Yeah. And so keep an eye out on the news. Not for looking for anything, but keep an eye out on the weather. You want to find out the weather, but first check the weather with inside of yourself. Tune yourself up. Stay in tune. Stay in the know. Stay in the now. by using the Chem Deck, and by all means, be safe. Be safe and make sure others are safe too. Reach out to those that you love and you care about and connect with them. Take 5 minutes out of your day and just speak with them. You know, I can't think about how many people called me today. I'll just share this. I know he don't like all this mushy stuff, but even Brother Panic reached out today to me just to say hey. And that's what we should be doing for each other. You guys reach out for those people you care about and you love and that's close to you. You know, you want to reach out and you want to say hey to them, even if you have to leave them a message on their voicemail. But check the weather. Check the weather that's going on inside of you first, and then also check the weather, you know, that's going on. Use your Chem Deck to stay in tune with everything that's going on and be safe. And don't forget to leave a comment tonight, you guys, about the show, you know, to send me some feedback on your thoughts and everything about the show tonight and everything. So peace and blessings and much love, warm spirit, and to everyone out there. Ooh, I don't know if we're going to do an after hours tonight, you guys. I kind of got to make a trip to Egypt, and I got to go back. I got to go back to Mount. I got to go back to Mount Everest tonight, and do some other work in the records, in the Akashic records. And I know you guys have a lot of work to do as well too. And so I think that's what we're going to do. I think our work here is done for tonight. We've done a lot. And I just want to say peace and love to everyone. No after hours tonight. No after hours tonight. But I love you guys. I love you guys. I love the remix. And I'm so thankful for the connection for each and every one of you. You know, to each and every one of you out there. Like I said, if you like the show tonight, I really could use your feedback. If you like it, like it. If you love it, please, please leave some feedback. Leave some feedback there. It's just going to help to solidify those things in the record, you know, not only for myself, but also to you, because we are all here to be a reminder of each other. I love you guys so much, and I'll be seeing the rest of you in the readings this week. See you guys soon. I love you guys. Go over to Facebook, go over to the Remix Family page as well. So peace and love, you guys. Much love, warm spirit. And see you guys next week Friday in the Remix. You know how we do. Until then, just remember the signature of the soul and know that that lineup is here, you guys. It's here. Peace and love. Much love.